I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
Hey guys, it's Andy. We're on hiatus and we're posting some of the best Watch What Happens Live episodes from our vault. This is Oprah.
Ladies and gentlemen, I never thought I would be saying these words. My guest tonight is Oprah Winfrey. The Oprahcalypse is upon us. It's Watch What Happens Live with Oprah Winfrey now. Welcome to Watch What Happens Live, everybody. I'm Andy Cohen on a night I will remember for the rest of my life. My guest is a media mogul, Academy Award recipient, an Emmy winner, a humanitarian. She's basically perfect. Her new movie, Lee Daniels, The Butler, hits theaters tomorrow. She is Oprah Winfrey. Hello. Hi. Thank you for being here. Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. Right. You're having a vodka soda?
Vodka soda.
I'm having a fresquila.
Fresquila. I've never done that.
Yes. Do you want to taste it?
I want to taste yours. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. It's a fresca antique. You're going to love this, I'm telling you. Isn't it good?
This could mess you up.
It could. And it's kind of an upper.
Oh, this could mess you up.
Yes, yes.
No wonder you're this way.
I know. No. I'm a happy, positive person. Now, in all seriousness, the year I went to college was 1986, and that was the year that your show was syndicated. So I didn't miss a step of your 25-year reign.
You did not?
I did not. And your show, to me, was the best produced show, I think, ever. And you were always just at the center, pitch perfect. So before I maul you with a lot of crazy insanity, I just want to thank you for all that you've given me and just for being here. Thank you so much. Now, a visit from Oprah Winfrey wouldn't be complete without one of her many lifestyle gurus standing by. Our guest bartender tonight is the creative director of O Magazine, my buddy, Adam Glassman. Hey, Adam Glassman. Now, I'm obsessed with Adam's latest issue of O Magazine. I mean, it's a winner, okay? Now, what you don't know is that I have a pretty sizable Jufro myself, and I was the body double for the test issue. Look. Yeah, and I look pretty good. Adam and I ran through that. I look good, right? Yeah.
That was Adam's idea to do that big fro on the cover, isn't it?
I mean,
it?
Yes. It's the best.
It's pretty good.
Selling out. I guarantee you can't get your hands on one, but try. Okay, we have a ton of questions for Oprah Winfrey, but before we get to those, here's what three things I'm obsessed with tonight. First, Oprah's movie opens everywhere tomorrow. I saw it, and it's a very touching film, and it's important. But there's one moment that really stuck with me. Now, here's what. Oprah, I'm going to ask you to slap me and do that line to me. Can you do it? This is the line. This is the full line.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Will you give me a whack and just do that line? We had Cher here. She did the Moonstruck thing. We enjoyed.
You want me to do the whole line?
I would love it if you would.
Okay.
You can cut it. You can do whatever you want.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Everything you are and everything you have is because of that butler. Now you take that low-class trifling bitch and get out of my house.
Yes! Okay. She has the nomination. All right, she has the nomination. Okay, second, I am a certified Oprah Show super fan. I loved it when you sang kind of out of sync during some of the musical performances.
Oh, my goodness.
Right? I loved your road trips with Gail.
Oh, those are the best.
Those are the best. I love when you sang your theme song that season.
I didn't love that so much.
Oh, you didn't? Okay, I loved the Wildest Dreams season.
That was a great season.
Oh, my God, amazing. I cried so much. Season. And I love basically when you made me weep constantly about random things that I didn't know that I cared about, but somewhere in my little body, I did. But here's what, my most favorite thing of all was when Oprah introduced her guests by bellowing out their names in her signature way. Now, it's my dream for Oprah Winfrey to scream my name in that way. Could you do that for me? Because I ain't ever gonna be on your show.
But I'm on the Andy Cohen Show!
Yeah! I brought two pairs of suit pants because, okay, at last, Oprah Winfrey has made a career of getting the truth out of people. Here's what will happen when it's her turn to tell the truth? We're gonna find out. It's time to play Plead the Fifth.
Oh, no.
Oprah Winfrey, already? Oh, yeah. We don't.
I thought it was 30 minutes from now.
No.
Okay.
Okay, Oprah, I have three questions for you.
Okay.
You may plead the fifth to only one. Oprah, when was the last time you smoked weed?
1982.
It's been a while.
Been a while.
Let's hang out after the show.
Okay. I hear it's gotten better.
Yeah, it has. Yeah, those pharmacies.
Okay.
Oprah, name one guest at the Legends Ball that you wish you hadn't invited. There's always one. I mean, there's got to be one. Dion? Dion?
No. I honest to goodness.
You were.
I really, honestly, I'm not even going to plead the fifth.
Okay.
Every single one of them, I was
perfect.
Glad I came. Yes, yeah.
Do you regret you gave all the diamonds? No.
Okay.
Oprah, in your show, you refused to get political.
Yes.
You were always apolitical.
Yes.
Yet you interviewed many politicians.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if you could name a politician whose intellect
yes.
was unimpressive to you.
I plead the fifth.
Very good! She played the game, everybody. She's Switzerland. Wow, it's amazing. Now, Daphne H. said on Facebook, when you interviewed Whitney Houston, she feels that you didn't take her to task on some of her responses.
Daphne.
I'm curious, and she wants to know if you wish you had been tougher on her during the interview.
Oh, no, I don't. You know why? Because I do the same thing with all important interviews. I did this the other day with Lindsay Lohan. Before I sit down with them, I have a little private moment, and I did this with Whitney, and I say, tell me what you want to get out of this interview.
Okay.
Because, I am the facilitator. Like, tonight, you are the facilitator. And so, you are.
Okay,
so you really are in control. Okay. You're the one who's in control. So if I was here to, I had an agenda, I wanted to help promote the butler, whatever, you need to know that so you can help me do that.
Yes.
So I say, Whitney, tell me what it is you want. And she says, I just want people to know the truth. I'm tired of all the bull shit,
yes.
she said. And I want people to know, the real me and see the real me. I go, okay, I can help you do that. So I would like to know where Daphne thought I didn't take her to task.
I don't know. I was always kind of waiting for you to say something about Michael Jackson.
Yes.
All those years. I always felt like you knew more than you ever let on.
Uh-huh.
And the same thing about Whitney. Did you do that deliberately?
No, well, first of all, it's none of my business. I think it's their business to reveal to to whatever they want to reveal. And if I'm in an interview with somebody and I think that they have said something that they really didn't want it to reveal,
yeah,
I will try to help them out because, you know, I think it's a dance we have here.
Right.
And so I think earning people's trust is, you know, letting them know that I'm not out to get them. No, but I didn't know any more than anybody else did. I had my own thoughts about what was going on. But what I try to do in an interview, as I know you do, is you try to leave those thoughts and you come there with an open mind.
Yes.
Do you not?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, let's go to the phones for Oprah Winfrey. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hey, Andy, it's Tracy from Huntington Beach, California.
Hey, nice. Tracy, what's your question?
Oprah, oh my God, I am such a huge fan. I feel it is such a privilege to even get this opportunity to talk to you. So, and as far as I'm concerned, I second everything Andy said. And as far as I'm concerned, you're like my Mary Poppins. You're practically perfect in every way.
Mary Poppins.
Why? What's your question?
I have a question that's twofold. Have you ever considered a movie about your life?
Oh,
and
no.
Secondly, if Sorry. You were to play yourself, or who would you like to portray you?
Oh, no. I wouldn't consider a movie about my life because, my life is basically boring. I mean, I think...
Oh, please.
It really is, except...
I follow you on Instagram. You have a bountiful garden. Do something about that.
That's what I mean. Okay, now, and actually, in the past several weeks, because I've been on holiday. I actually went. You saw me on Instagram, Safari.
Normally,
every Thursday is when we bring in the bounty.
Yes.
But you know that gets a little. Oh, I was looking for different ways I could shoot my carrots. You know.
Right. Aren't we always looking for different ways we can shoot our carrots? Oprah, what about an autobiography? You write, do you still journal?
I still journal.
Will you write a book?
And you know who told me to? I don't want to name drop here, but Nelson Mandela did say to me, that he thought that I should actually do it one day. And I think I probably will do it one day when things slow down a little bit.
Yeah.
I think he said, you should do it for your own record. You should get the record straight before
Absolutely.
You exit. So, yeah.
Speaking of which, you never commented on that Kitty Kelly book when it came out.
No. And I still won't.
Right.
Yeah.
Good. Now, we were just talking about Terrence Howard.
Yes.
Terrence Howard made some crazy statement about your, quote, tig old biddies.
I think he was trying to say big old, you know what.
Yes, he was.
He was. And, you know, I didn't hear him say it, but the Twitter feed blew up and people were like, oh, I can't believe he said that about you. And I got a couple of text messages. And it really is okay because they really are big.
Not only that,
the other day I went, like, God, are y'all getting bigger? What is happening? Now, this is the thing, Andy. When my grandmother, these are my grandmothers. I mean, she's with me. She is
yes.
with me. When I was a little kid, I'd see my grandmother coming. Honest to goodness, I'd see her coming and I'd go, oh no, don't hurt
She's gonna
me!
Say all right.
Yes. And now, so when I see like my young nieces and stuff, I'm aware of that. Like,
right.
I did, come here, honey, come to
right.
the side.
Yeah, I'm not gonna smother yeah. you. I'm not
I
gonna
motorboat
you. I
don't want you to be scared because they're like,
yes.
oh no, yeah. there they are. Yes.
Not only does she have a bountiful garden.
Yes.
She has bountiful.
Breast assist.
Yes, okay. Heather from Michigan wants to know how you compare being in The Butler to The Color Purple.
Oh, there's no comparison because first of all, it was almost 27 years ago I was in The Color Purple. I was just so impassioned by the whole idea because I'd read the book. And at the time, nobody kind of knew who I was, so it was easier to be on screen.
Right.
Nobody was saying, oh, gee, that's Oprah. So it was harder this time for me
right.
because I worked 25 years and I am Oprah.
Yeah.
And people see me as Oprah. And so to go to do a movie and people not see you, as Oprah, that's hard.
I saw you as the character, and it was so interesting seeing you play an alcoholic, and it was so interesting.
Because, you know, that's really, everybody thinks it's easy to do, but if you're faking it, if you're really faking it, it
right.
looks sloppy and not real.
Yeah.
So to be able to do it in such a way, because it comes from in here, that, you know, you start to feel the alcohol, like right now, you start to feel the alcohol.
Let's go to the phones for Oprah Winfrey. Caller, what's your name, and from where are you calling?
Calling from Santa Monica.
Hey, Rachel, what's your question?
First, I just wanted to thank Oprah so much for inspiring me to follow my dreams and my calling. My husband and I just gave up our lives in San Francisco so I could go back to school to become a nurse. So thank you, Oprah, for that message.
Wow. Oh, I'm so happy I did that for you.
Thank you.
Wow.
What's your question?
My question is, I loved watching your show and seeing all the aha moments on the show. I was wondering, in your life, what has been the most important aha moment for you?
Actually, thank you for that. The biggest aha was, I think, last year when I was getting all the schadenfreude from the media because OWN wasn't, you know, where I wanted it to be at the time. And the biggest aha is that all these years I've been telling people to hang in there, to hold on to their dreams, to be steadfast in their vision and so forth. And I went, oh, now I get to walk that walk,
right,
and not just talk it. I get to live that. You know, I had done a speech at Wellesley when Stedman's daughter graduated in 1997 about there's no such thing as failure. I literally went and pulled out that speech to say, what it was did I say to myself?
That's amazing.
Isn't it?
I mean, you really went through it, and OWN is on the rise,
on
and
the
it's making
rise,
money.
Making
and,
money.
Which is incredible.
And let me just tell you, it's so much more fun to make money than to lose it.
Yes. I'm sure.
We would all agree, right?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. But I have to think that was, I mean, after having the number one talk show for 25 years and being able to set the nation's agenda in a way, to then go and be channel 165 and have people say, I can't, you know, I mean.
Well, what is it and what is she doing?
Right.
Let me tell you, nobody was more surprised than I was at that.
Right.
Yeah. And so I just, you know, what has to happen is you have to hunker down when, you know, there's no such thing as failure. It's God telling you to move in another direction. It's the universe trying to say, turn it around. I remember, but, you know, all my true friends, Gail, Adam one day said, what can we do? What can we do for OWN, right? Were you worried for me for a moment?
Very worried.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we were concerned. It wasn't worried. We were concerned.
Yeah. But now it's great to be able to turn it around, to build a team to do that.
Absolutely. Congratulations. Thank you. Guess what, everybody? It's game time. Yay! Oprah's groundbreaking talk show brought me some moments that will be stuck in my memory forever.
You're always so happy.
I am. I'm a positive guy.
You are.
Yes. I'm an optimist.
Yeah. You carry the light, man. You really do.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I can go now. See ya. Okay. But are all of her shows stuck in her memory forever? We're going to play a game to test Oprah's Oprah knowledge called Encyclopedia. I'm going to ask her some Oprah show trivia. We'll see if she remembers. Okay, first, how long after Mary Tyler Moore surprised you on your 1997 Favorite Women episode before you were able to speak again?
Later that day. I couldn't speak for a long time after that show.
41 seconds.
41
that's a long
seconds.
Time
okay,
in TV
that's
time. That's a long time. Okay. Did you sing along to the correct lyrics during Mariah Carey's 2005 live performance of We Belong Together?
No.
Yeah, I'm sure it's no. Always my favorite part of your show. Okay, how long was your introduction to Bette Midler's 1991 performance on your show? How long did you say her name? How long did you elongate it?
I would say... 7 seconds.
Okay, five seconds.
Okay, good.
What word did you accidentally say during the 1991 One Night Stands reunion episode?
What?
It was a word that you said by mistake.
Was I there at that
yes,
show?
Yes, you were. 91, sweetie. 91.
91?
Yes.
I don't have a clue.
Oprah said come. Oh, my God. Okay. Now, okay.
Oh, my
this
God.
Is a...
that was my worst hair of the period.
Oh, really? I
yes,
liked
that
it.
Was the worst hair of the period.
Really?
It was.
We're going to get into
Andre,
that in a minute.
I love you through
okay.
it all, but
oh,
yes.
Oh, my God. I met Andre tonight.
Andre.
I freaked out. Okay. I want to thank Oprah Winfrey for playing the game. We got you a Mazel T-shirt.
Mazel.
And Mazel, that's our thing here. Let's go to the phones for Oprah Winfrey. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, Andy. This is Mickey Bryan from Cosby, Tennessee.
Hey there. What's your question?
Thank you so much for taking my call. Hi, Oprah.
Hi, Tennessee.
Hello. I love you so much, Oprah.
Thank
I can't
you.
Even believe I'm talking to you right now. Speaking for everyone I know, we love you.
Oh, thank you.
My question is actually for Andy. Andy, I know.
I'm sorry. I apologize. This is not it. Yes, what is your question, ma'am?
My question is for Andy. I want to know, what does Oprah smell like?
Good question. Hold on. Oh my God, you smell good. It's a floral note.
Yes.
With a hint of gardenia and bountiful garden. I don't know what is the scent you're wearing. You smell lovely.
Well, no, I know this is a thing. You must know. I don't wear scents.
You don't.
I just.
Oh my
bathe.
God. Well, I mean, guess
I just
what?
Bathe, yeah.
I mean, the scent of Oprah just smells perfect. That's all there is to it. How about perfect for an answer?
I don't wear cologne. It attracts flies and mosquitoes. And stuff, so I just really, you know, like wonderful, you know, soaps and stuff. So whatever the soap was at the hotel, that's what I smell.
Jennifer Kay wants to know what your biggest fight with Gail was about.
I would have to say over the years, we probably have had maybe two major disagreements about stuff. And it was all business stuff. We've never had a personal disagreement. Gail is the best person I know on earth.
I agree.
She's the best friend because in all the years, from the time we were 21 and 20, I was 22, she was 21, she's always wanted only the best for me. And she's the reason I'm here.
I know she is.
She's
I owe her for
I'm
you
here.
Being here. I know.
Because she says, you have to do Andy. And I go, but I've done.
Right.
She goes, but Andy, you're going to have so much fun. And she was right.
Oh.
So.
Thank you. Steve from Long Island wants to know if you've ever taken a dip in the lady pond. This is a classic Watch What Happens Live question. Have you ever been with a lady?
No, I have not. No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
No.
Guess what, everybody? It is time for my mazel of the day, and it goes to Oprah Winfrey's hair, which is undoubtedly the eighth wonder of the world. Now, even though her hair could have had its own spinoff, it decided to remain the wind beneath Oprah's wings. I love it. Now, because Oprah brings love and light with her wherever she goes, we are not going to give a jackhole tonight in solidarity of Oprah's positive attitude. It's been so great having you.
It's over?
Thank you so much. And we're going to do the after show after this for BravoTV.com. I want to thank you. Thank you, Adam Glassman. Hey, everybody, I'm here with the star of Lee Daniels' The Butler, opening now in theaters. It's Oprah Winfrey! Behind the bar, it's my buddy. He's so suave, he's so sophisticated, he is so elegant. It's Adam Glassman, the creative director of O Magazine. It's so true. Did I get that right, Oprah?
That's true.
Yes, it is true. No, seriously.
Yes.
I gotta tell you something. I wrote a book last year.
Yeah.
And yeah. I talked about some experiences that I had with you. It was called the chapter that I wrote
I
about
know
you.
About this. Yes.
Okay, it's called I Lied to Oprah.
Yes.
Now there was an experience, and basically it talks about that how much I love you and yes. How much you mean to me.
Thank you.
But there was an experience when I was a producer at the morning show at CBS. And basically, I was producing a series about talk shows.
Yes.
And you had agreed to come on and do an interview with Paula Zahn. Yes. Mm-hmm. And it was not for that. It was about something else. And then I said to your then publicist, well, I'm doing this thing about talk shows. Would she stay and do another interview for that? She said, no, it's fine. We're not going to participate, which is everyone's right. And then I was like, oh, man, I got to get Oprah for this talk show thing. She's the queen of talk shows. So I basically conned everyone. I said to Paula, you know what, just keep her in the chair and keep talking to her and then talk to her about the thing. That'll be fine and we'll keep rolling. Your publicist who was in the green room was like, what the hell is going on right now?
That's what she was. She was a...
Yes, mm-hmm. and because you guys had repeatedly said no. And I go, oh, I have no idea. Well, Paula really want... I like hung it on Paula.
It's
terrible. I did. You leave and then you called me from the limo and it was a moment where getting a phone call from a limo was exciting. Getting a phone call from Oprah Winfrey in a limo was like, oh, so I start acting like I'm a guest on the Oprah show and freaking out. And she's calling to be like, Andrew, what just happened? But you let us run the interview anyway, which was amazing. But do you even remember that?
Not at
all. Right. Of course. Right. Yeah.
Not at all. Yes. I read that and I went, it's one of those moments, and happens to me, you know, I remember seeing where you had said, I didn't hear you say it, but I read that you'd said, oh, when I was pulling myself out of the hole with OWN, you said, put on the Oprah Winfrey show. So where are they now? Where are they at now as a result of that?
Is that true?
Yes, it is.
Good.
Thank you.
Okay, good.
Thank you so much.
Okay, good.
Thank you
so much.
Well,
that's amazing. I felt terrible. I was on the Howard Stern show, and he said, what would you do if you ran OWN? And so I just said I would run the Oprah Winfrey show, but it's one of those things where then it's printed as Andy Cohen tells Oprah, this is what to do. And I was so terrified about that.
But looking at ways we could do the Oprah show, because I think what our team did better than anybody, we said goodbye for 18 months.
Yes, you did.
So when we said goodbye, people were like, bye.
No, but I'm ready. I want to see those old episodes.
Yeah,
so
looking at the show, and then we tried putting just the shows on.
Right.
And people did not receive it well. They were like, yes, because it's like,
just in the
but you said goodbye. You said goodbye. It's done. Yes, it's done. So I think you have to wait a while. You have to wait like until it's really nostalgic for people.
It's
but
nostalgic
where are they now?
For me.
Where
yes.
are they now works because
right.
you want to know where all those people are now. But this is the point I was trying to make. Many times when I'm doing a where are they now and the tape rolls, I'm like, was I on that show? Was I there?
Right, right.
So that just goes to show you when something really is like bugging you and other people have let it go. They've gone
exactly.
on.
Exactly.
Yes.
Right,
yes.
right. I read that Liberace's last appearance
was on
the first
show.
Season of your show. Did you know he was sick?
No, I did not know he was sick. I just wanted to wear that coat.
Right. right. Very good. Let's go to the phones for Oprah Winfrey. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hey, this is Megan calling from Las Vegas.
Hey, Megan, what's your question?
Hey, Andy. First of all, I want to say thank you so much for having me on the show. I think you're just such a huge pop culture mainstay. Oprah, I want to preface my question by saying thank you beyond words for breaking barriers for young Latina women like myself or ethnic. I look up to you so,
much.
And my question to you, your Oprah's Ultimate Favorite Things episodes were always such a huge hit on your show.
Yeah.
What is your favorite thing you've ever given away?
I have lots of favorites, but the thing that I actually use still every day myself is that Breville panini maker.
Really? Really?
Yes. The Breville panini maker. Is that true, Adam?
It is true. I'm taking note. I'm putting it on this year's list.
Are you again?
And the list, of course, lives on in O, the magazine, as many of the mainstays do from the Oprah show.
Once you use that, you will never make a regular sandwich again. And you can also use it for fish and bacon.
the enthusiasm with which you presented... Say the brownie thing that where every brownie was a corner of brownie.
Yeah, oh my gosh.
I love that.
No,
okay.
It also did lasagna.
Yeah, oh, I love a corner piece of crusty lasagna. My favorite.
Do
fave
we not
thing.
All?
Yes.
Do
absolutely.
We not all? Yes.
John O wants to know, it says, I know you can do everything, but do you know how to twerk?
No.
No? Do you know what it is?
No, I don't know what that is.
You don't know what twerking is?
Should I?
It's like butt popping. You like, it's like, it's a form of dance and you pop your butt. Yeah.
No, I don't.
Okay, okay, all right. Anyway, well, people wonder these things. We talk about that a lot.
That's what people want to know about me.
Yes,
do
yes.
you twerk? Okay.
Well, there's... Okay, back to the phones for Oprah Winfrey. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
My name is Brooke Starr, and I'm calling from Valdosta, Georgia.
Hey there, what's your question?
Hey, Andy, first off, I want to tell you that I love you, and you are so adorable.
Thank you.
And secondly, I'm not going to cry. Oh, my gosh, I'm not going to cry. Oprah, it is such an honor to be talking to you.
Thank you. I love the accent. I just love Southern
accents. I know. Accents. I do, too.
There's so, I start talking Southern every time I hear it.
I love it. I know. You used to do that on your show.
I did.
Every single time.
And I wasn't. People at some point thought I was making fun, but I just love it. I just love it. Keep talking.
But thank you so much. Okay, you have been my biggest inspiration, and I wanted to thank you so much because you inspired me to go back to school to be a teacher.
Wow.
And I often quote you to my students, and my question was, I wanted to know who was your biggest inspiration, and do you often quote them, and what is your favorite quote?
Yeah, all the quotes that you're quoting, I got from the person, Maya Angelou. Well, when people show you who they are, believe them is my favorite quote because she said to me years ago that, baby, people show you who they are and you don't hear it, you don't see it. So all of my favorite quotes that you're quoting from me, I got from Maya. I would have to say Maya Angelou.
Very good.
Thank you. Thank you.
Jay Corey Facebooked and wants to know if there's a celebrity that you have found most offensive. Yeah, you're going to answer that.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, right. Okay, back to the phones for Oprah Winfrey. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
My name is Jermaine Blackwell, and I'm calling from Manhattan.
Hey, Jermaine, what's your question?
Oh, my God, I'm freaking out right now.
Me too.
Oprah, hey, Andy, how are you?
Good.
Oprah, I miss you so much when you used to yell the celebrities' names, like John Travolta. Would you yell my name, please?
Oh, he wants you to yell his name.
Isn't it?
Tell us your name again.
Jermaine Blackwell.
Jermaine Blackwell, thank you for calling.
I mean,
this is the funny thing. This is the funny thing. I did not know. Now people make fun of that, and you know, you asked me to do it earlier, and I didn't know that I was doing that.
Right.
Yeah. But now that I know that I'm doing it, it's kind of funny, isn't it?
It is funny, but it's also great, and it's distinctive, and it's celebratory.
It was just my enthusiasm, yeah.
It's celebratory.
Thank you, Jermaine!
Everyone wants to know if you're going to marry Stedman. We don't want to talk about
that. I don't know if I want to do that. You know why? Because Tina Turner...
It's good right now.
It's really good right now.
Yeah.
And when you add that wife thing, then... Too much.
You were at Tina's wedding.
I was at Tina's wedding, and she finally did it. But she basically did it for legal reasons.
Really...
You know, hesitant too, because she said she'd been through that Ike thing. She didn't want somebody being able to control her in any way.
Talk to me about Tina's hair at the wedding. What was that? Was it also pulled up a little bit?
Like
it
she did. There was a lot going on there.
Down, up. It was the whole thing. It was down. It was up. I couldn't tell what was happening.
Yeah.
She
wanted to do the sort of Hansel thing. She wanted a braid going around it, and then she wanted to kind of fold it in the back.
Right.
Yeah, it was a little. Yeah. I got that.
Touch a baby Jane. Okay, Cindy C. wants to know, if you were stuck on a deserted island with one person, would you choose Gail or Stedman? Oh, that's a terrible question.
I'm not answering it.
Yeah, right, exactly. Exactly. She would jump off the island.
I would just jump off the island.
Back to the bones for Oprah Winfrey. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling? Oh, there's no more calls. That's hilarious. Oh, my God. I'm so ready. I was so excited. This is bad. See, this is when the tequila starts hitting. At exactly this time.
But, you know, I didn't want to drink tequila on the show because it really is, it's a different kind of drink.
But it's a high. It's an upper.
Yeah. I drink tequila when I want to dance, when I want to party.
All right.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Well, I drink tequila when I want to do my show because it's an upper. That's why, you know, I wind up twerking on my show. You guys like to see me act a fool. Okay. Dee Dee Cecil wants to know, Oprah, are you still working on landing the OJ interview?
But not in a, like, obsessive kind of way. If it happens, it happens, you know?
Maureen D. Facebooked, any regrets regarding the Rosie talk show?
No.
No.
No, I don't have any regrets.
J. Moss 760, ask the queen who her hardest interview has been and why.
I couldn't answer that. I don't remember. I don't remember.
Right. Uh-huh. So many interviews.
Yeah, it's too, yeah. Mm-hmm. I could have remembered had I not just had that fresco.
Right.
Liz R. You asked me that 10 minutes ago. Right. I could answer that, yeah.
Liz R. wants to know, what's on your bucket list, if you have one?
I don't. I just, I really do that thing. Have you read The Power of Now, Eckhart Tolle?
I have not.
Okay, good. Well.
Okay.
Okay. Put that on your list.
Okay.
I really do. I really do try to just live in the moment and go with, so I don't have a, I have a
big, you don't have a thing. Yeah,
no, because I have a pretty big life.
Yes.
Yeah, and I.
You do have a big life. I wonder, do you have a favorite residence? I know, because I follow you on Instagram. I see you in Hawaii. I see you in Montecito.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite place
that
is yours?
I love them equally and for different reasons. And I still, you know, I love, and I think everybody should feel this way. I was saying this to my housekeeper, Paulina, who's been with me for 20-something years now.
Long-suffering Paulina.
Long, yes.
No, just kidding.
No, Paulina, who last year said, could we just get 2-ply? Why? Could we just get 2-ply? Because Paulina still thinks we're in Romania.
Right,
times
right,
are hard,
right. Yeah.
You know?
Paulina, go for the Charmin 4-ply. Yeah. Yeah.
But I was saying to Paulina one day, I so love my house. And she was saying, but Ms. Winfrey, I love my house too. So I think everybody should feel about your house that when you come in, that it rises up
yes.
to meet you. And I feel that in Santa Barbara and also feel it in Hawaii.
Why don't you have a place in New York City?
You know, I did. I had a place, and then I, you know, when you go and buy a place because you think you're going to be there, and then I wasn't here, so I sold it. I sold it a couple of years ago.
Where? What part of town? I'm just curious.
It was on the east side of town. It was like 62nd Street, and you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
A penthouse.
Yes.
But I was never there, and you know what? No, it's actually 57th. And what happened is that Gail's son used it.
Right.
Gail's son's friends used it.
Oh,
and
Gail's
cousins used
yeah.
it.
Yeah. I mean, Gail's family were trashing your penthouse. I mean, please forget it. All right. Let me ask you this about the butler. I thought it was so interesting. It was so interesting on so many levels. But seeing the presidents, seeing the guys who played the presidents, I was blown away
I
by
know,
John Cusack as Nixon was incredible. Right?
Didn't you like James Marsden too as
oh,
Kennedy?
No, he was incredible.
Okay,
he
good.
Was great.
Okay.
No, he was great. But there were moments where these guys, and Jane Fonda as Nancy Reagan
oh,
was just
perfection.
Incredible. And I love when your character goes to the state dinner and she's so excited.
Did you get that moment where she picks up the fork and she doesn't know which one?
Yes.
Because that
yes.
actually happened to me when I was, the first time I went to the White House, I think it was for George Bush 1. And I didn't know which fork to use.
Really?
Yes.
Well, you go from the outside, right? And go in.
I didn't know that
okay.
then.
All right. Okay.
Now I do.
Okay.
You go from the outside, but when you got six, and also, is it ever necessary to have 6 forks?
No, of course
I count
not.
It. It's ridiculous.
No.
But you go from the outside.
Right. The other thing I'll say about
unless
the film.
Unless somebody misplaced the fork.
Yeah. Oh.
And then.
No.
All bets are off.
Yes.
Yeah.
The other thing that's absolutely worth noting about the film, besides the fact that your performance is so beautiful and that it is. It's such an interesting way to retell the story of civil rights in this country.
Yes.
It's
a love story.
It is a love story. And also, Forrest Whitaker, who I don't think has ever given a bad performance, but the performance that he gives is just absolutely...
You should see the film just for that.
Right.
I've never seen anything like it. You know, when I first saw it, I came, you know, you can't, Roger Ebert said to me years ago, you won't be able to see yourself for 5 years in a film, so don't even try. So I went, after the premiere of Color Purple, I didn't see it for 10 years.
Wow.
And I've probably seen the Color Purple fewer times than most people.
Right.
I've only seen it probably 3 or 4 times
right.
in 20-some years.
Yeah.
But when I saw, you see a film, you can't see yourself. You're looking at, oh, I should have done that. And, well,
right,
what's
right.
my hair doing? I can't believe it.
Right.
But I could feel the soul of that butler through Forrest Whitaker. It's just the most layer, isn't it? It's
oh,
so nuanced.
It's so beautiful.
I mean, in that end scene, last night I saw it again. Oh.
No. I was waterworks.
No, yeah.
I also have to say, there was a moment in the film where I love the eras and I love seeing
the presidents
and I love seeing the pop culture through your eyes and the fashion, but there's a moment where Oprah Winfrey is wearing this black and white jumpsuit and I freaked out because I love a jumpsuit. I talk about a jumpsuit on this show all the time.
I love a jumpsuit.
I want men's jumpsuits to come back. When you came out, I turned to my friend who I was with. I go, I want that jumpsuit. We have a picture of it. I go, I want
want that jumpsuit. And then Forrest Whitaker comes down in like a pantsuit version of the jumpsuit. But I want that jumpsuit. I hope you took that jumpsuit.
I did not take that jumpsuit.
Oh, you need to call Lee Daniels and get that jumpsuit.
That's Ruth Carter who did that. But I through this whole film, how did we live through polyester? Literally, by the end of that movie, I was going, "We shall overcome polyester."
Yes. Are you wearing a jumpsuit now, or is
no,
that
I'm
a two-piece?
No,
okay,
two-piece.
I just want to. Okay, I want to clarify.
I love a jumpsuit.
Okay, good. I do too. I do too. Yet another thing Oprah and I have in common. Okay, everybody, go see Lee Daniels' The Butler in theaters now. Adam Glassman, thank you so much. Everybody, pick
Adam.
Up the latest edition of O Magazine. Oprah Winfrey, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thanks. We'll see you in September, everybody. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
What came first, the chicken or the egg? Spoiler alert, it's neither. At Happy Egg, we believe happiness of the hens is what actually came first. Because without happy hens, there would be no such thing as happy eggs. You know, eggs with delicious orange yolks. Those come from hens who are raised the happy way on 8+ acres of family-owned farms. Choose happy at happyegg.com and look for the yellow carton at a store near you.
Happy Egg.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments, but business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
she is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
Your favorite coffee shop down the street to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.